Well, some of the best news for North Texas you could possibly hear is Paul Vineyard has awakened and come out of his slumber, and he's expanding babes again. Now, there might even be a Bubba's to come, and the arrival is imminent, and Paul Vineyard joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be here, I'll tell you.
So I just don't understand your expansion. So you built Bubba's, and then you dropped out and you built Babes out in Roanoke.
Correct.
Then you take 10 years off. Then you open up another one or two, and then you take another 10 years off. Now you got a growth spurt going on again.
Yes, well, we kind of grow to please ourselves. I worked for other companies where we built restaurants as fast as we could and got all that I wanted. And everything's right here around the Metroplex. So we get to grow at the speed we want to and really not outgrow our management. It's one of the real key things that we work on. Because I've been a party to that in other jobs that I've had, and I just never want to do it. And then if the economy doesn't look good, we just back off. And that's what we did for 8 years. The next store we open will be the first one in about 9 years we've opened since our Arlington Babes.
Well, you've got a monster that you're – is that right, since Arlington? Because
yes.
This one that you're opening up in North Richland Hills is mammoth, isn't it?
It is. We're very excited about it. The first time we've ever been on a freeway. You've always been buried back in something. And this one's right on 820 and Roof Snow. And it's a big building. It's about a 10,300-seat babe. And we're excited about it. We built it to look like an industrial building that might have been built back in 1915. When we went to Frisco, we built a barn that looked like it was built about that time and still exists. Now somebody's come in and put a restaurant inside.
That's fabulous. I mean, and I whatever it is, I know you're going to fill it up. I hope you've got a good waiting area, because that's an unfortunate part, I guess.
That's right. We wish there was only four people waiting, but always four.
So tell me about the plans for expansion now. I mean, you're talking about another Bubba's, I understand, the first one since the one you built in Snyder Plaza back in the 80s?
That's right. We opened the original Bubba's across from SMU on Hillcrest in 82, really. And then from there, we did Babes in Roanoke. We've never built another Bubba's, not for any particular reason. And this is really responding to an opportunity. In Frisco, there was a company, PDQ, that closed their building there. It's a great building right on Preston Road. And we had the opportunity to take it. It wasn't really in our plans. But you've got to be opportunists from time to time, and that's what we are. We should open that in the month of November.
Well, then it seems like there's a fundamental difference. I mean, the Bubba's is closest to us, and that's kind of one we grew up around. But it's an old service station. It's a small footprint. You've got a drive-through window, and I guess it's a lot more mobile. Whereas the Babe seemed like it was always conceived as a sit-down restaurant, just like any other restaurant.
That's right. Bubba's is fascinating because I got the idea to put in real plates and not paper. We opened with paper and plastic forks and things like that. And as we stayed with the business, we wanted to have it a little more enjoyable. So we put in plates and cloth napkins and silverware. And nowadays they would call it fast casual, I think.
Yep.
That term wasn't even around when we opened Bubba's. And so we've stayed with that with Bubba's, and this new one will be the same. Although it'll be twice as many seats, it has a drive-through. And we're going to even add chicken and waffles to that new one, which we've never sold before, but I've kind of fallen in love with them.
And then, talking about your corporate plans, during the midst of all this, you jump, 35, 40 miles to the north, to Decatur, gosh, I guess it's further than that, and build Sweetie Pies for ribeye steaks.
That's right. We opened in Decatur, and we've been there almost 10 years, and now we're going to build one in North Richland Hills also, really right next to our Babes. We hadn't even started on it yet, so it's a year out.
But how do you pick these locations?
Well, in this particular case, we were picked actually by the city of North Richland Hills, their city council, and they asked us to come there and build, and that they would help us, which they've done.
Is it a lot of fun still? I mean, you've been in this business forever.
I tell you what, I hate to tell the young managers we've got how long I've been doing this. But I'm 74, and I love every minute of it. I've been doing it since I was 23. I'm not smart enough to figure out how long it is.
I don't know. In human years, in restaurant years, that's a really long time.
I love it. You know, there's very few things as much fun as making other people happy. And when you can sit there or stand there and see people grinning when they get up from the table, it is the most self-satisfying thing I've ever done.
You know, it's interesting, too, that you, and I know you were at El Chico's and Taco Bueno, but, and those were a sort of cookie cutter. They got a system down.
That's right.
And the refrigerator was in one place, and you knew exactly where the people were going to queue. But all of your places are different that you've, all the ones that you've, and you built, what, 10, 11?
11 babes now, counting this one. And it is just great. And I enjoy the creativity of them. We started out doing, all of them were just rehabbing other buildings. And really, that's the way most of them are. The first one, Frisco, came to us, and we built the ground up. And even after we had finished negotiations, they asked us to make it look like an old barn if we would. Didn't insist on it, but asked us to. So we did, and we loved it. So we're still, when we build one from the ground up, now we have to go build a building that was something else, and now we put a restaurant in.
It looks old.
It's the only way we know how to work.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and the food's good, and I know you'll have a big crowd. So when are you gonna open up at the new Giant?
Should be the first half of November.
First,
you know, until we get to CO, we never know for sure. But we'll open as fast as we can after we get our certificate of occupancy.
And then the next is Sweetie Pie. No, next one is Bubba's.
It's Bubba's, and it'll probably be the latter part of November in Frisco, right there on Preston Road.
And you got to be another, what, year and a half out from Sweetie Pies?
Another Sweetie Pies in North Richland Hills.
And then you go back to sleep for 10 years?
I hope not, but maybe not asleep for 10 years. But it'll take us a while to digest all of this, I promise.
Yeah, well, we look forward to doing some digesting ourselves. Paul Vineyard, it's always good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
You are Bubba. And Babes and Sweetie Pies, too. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.